Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Now, let's go into the service for today's message.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It's great. Wow, here we are. This is wonderful. And I feel something so beautiful in this room. It's very special. Looking forward to our candlelight ceremony at the end. And I'm really glad that all the children are here. I would like to say Merry Christmas to all the kids. And if I say Merry Christmas to the kids, they say Merry Christmas back. So Merry Christmas, kids, and?
Merry Christmas.
Come on, let's get it a little bit. Come on, let's a little bit of gusto there. Okay, come on, let me hear my kids, all right? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, good. So I would like you to use your voice during the message, too, a little bit, because you're going to have a couple of lines, and I'll teach you your lines in just a minute. We sang that beautiful song, Silent Night, and makes me feel like angels are here and our children are here. But how'd you like to hear from a real angel tonight?
Amen.
Well, not me, of course. I'm not talking about myself. Actually, I'm talking about Quincy Sumner. He's going to come and read he's going to come and read the story of the angel. And Quincy, it's great that you could help and that your mother is here from Atlanta, Georgia. Merry Christmas to you.
Now, well, first, good evening, everyone. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him, I should say for them, in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, who will be a sign for you." Now, this will be a sign for you. "You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they had made known the statement which has been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondered them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they heard and seen, just as had been told them.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together on this beautiful silent night, Christmas Eve, and to hear your beautiful Holy Spirit, to hear the scriptures read, to sense in our hearts that very special message, "Be not afraid." I pray you would touch all of our hearts, Lord, our family members, those that could not be with us tonight, that you would bless this time. Speak to us. in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen. Now, the special words that I want us to focus on tonight were the words that the angel said, and they are the words, be not afraid. So every time in this message, and this is for the kids, okay? Every time I give you this cue, I need you guys to say what you see on the screen, all right? Can we do a practice with the kids right now? Everyone say, be not afraid. One more time. That was a bad rehearsal. We're going to do it for real, all right? Everyone together, be not afraid. Those are the words. As a pastor for 36 years, I've lost track of how many times I've spoken on the subject of fear. I guess it's because fear is such a part of our day-to-day lives. I think sometimes it creeps into our world, our emotions, our inner self, and we don't even always realize it, it's there. But from childhood, you know, little children are often afraid of the dark. Other people have different fears. They're afraid of losing their health, afraid of the loss of security, afraid of losing a paycheck. Others fear not being accepted. Some people fear growing old. Now we have terrorism in the world. And the list could go on and on. We face things every day that upset us, that frighten us. And we need to hear the Lord saying afresh to us, be not afraid. When I was 12 years old, I was attacked pretty good by a dog who got loose, and he got me pretty good. He got his teeth into me, and I was stitched up okay. Didn't have any long-term physical damage except for a scar, but I did carry a fear of dogs. Now, I loved dogs my whole life, and we had German Shepherds and Great Danes, but I became, after that, afraid of dogs that I didn't know. And even a dog that was like what they call a teacup chihuahua. Honestly, if I didn't know that dog and he had attitude and he was barking and coming at me, it just created that kind of that internal response of fear. There's fear that people have that makes sense and other fears that don't make sense. But fear, I think, is a part of every one of our lives. Where did fear come from? Well, fear entered into the world when sin entered into the world. Adam and Eve sinned, and it says there in the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1, that they hid because they were afraid. And there's something about our imperfection that makes us afraid, afraid of God, afraid that we've done something wrong, afraid that we've participated in evil. And ever since then, fear has been a part of the human story, because brokenness has been a part of the human story. What is the remedy for fear? Well, really, the only remedy for fear is faith in God. The only remedy for fear is hearing the Lord say, don't be afraid. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to attack you. I'm for you. Some people try to deal with fears in a lot of different ways, that use drugs or alcohol or spending, but then you just get more afraid with the spending, because when the bill comes, then the fear really gets crazy, right? So so really, the only way to conquer fear is faith in God. Faith is a light. Faith is a light that overcomes the darkness. When you believe, the fear kind of evaporates. It vanishes like darkness when you light a candle. And on this Christmas Eve, we celebrate the birth of one who came into this world, and he came as a light. And he came to conquer darkness, and with that, to conquer sin and to conquer all fear. The message of Christmas is that Jesus Christ is our light, and that we never need to be afraid of anything that is dark. God doesn't want us to be afraid. The angel said, kids, what did the angel say? Be not afraid, right? The angel said, be not afraid. I bring you good news, great good tidings of great joy for all people. A Savior is born. His name is Christ the Lord. What a magnificent statement. Be not afraid, because a Savior has come. God has come. The other day, I was with my 2-year-old granddaughter. We were walking in the park, And what should run up to us but a dog? And it was a dog I didn't know. And it was a white dog and a fluffy dog. And it wasn't like a terrifying dog, but it was a dog that I didn't know. And of course, my 2-year-old granddaughter doesn't know that you're supposed to be afraid of dogs that could tear your face off. But so she wasn't terrified. She was fine. And the dog was friendly, and she was petting the dog, and the encounter was fine, and I obviously survived, so that's good. Chihuahua fear can be a terrifying thing at any level, but the dog actually, what helped was that the dog came with gentleness. It wasn't the dog's behavior. It was the fear of the unknown. And as the dog was behaving well, then of course the confidence builds, and there's a gentleness in the dog. You get to know the dog's personality. You realize there's not a danger there. I'm telling you this because I'm thinking about Christmas itself as the entry of God into the world. How did he come? He could have come terrifying. He could have come with armies. He could have come with fire. He could have come with an earthquake, with a thunder. How did he come? He came so gentle, a baby. This is the creator of heaven and earth. This is God in the flesh. And he comes as a child in a manger with animals and with stars. And he came gently. He came on a silent night. He came in a little town called Bethlehem in a gentle and humble way. And I think in the way he was approaching us, the way God approaches us is very gentle. And I think that says to us, be not afraid. We don't have to be afraid. And he came to shepherds. Shepherds are, I don't know if you know this, in the Bible days, shepherds were looked down upon. They were kind of a low-level occupation. They were with their animals all the time, and they didn't have time. They could never leave their animals to come to Jerusalem or to the synagogue to be taught. They couldn't do the ceremonies. They couldn't make the offerings. So shepherds were kind of like sinners. They were looked down on. They were the people that you would not want to hang out with. And there comes the angel to the shepherds, to the sinners, to the people that have hang-ups and they don't get to church much and they're busy, too busy to be considered maybe the right kind of people. And the angel comes to them. And the message that the angel says to the shepherds is what? Kids, help me. Be not afraid, right? Be not afraid. I think there's a little piece of a shepherd of inside of all of us, a little part of each of us that knows that we haven't maybe been what we should have been. We haven't done what we should have done. Maybe we wonder how other people look at us. But God comes and says to us, don't be afraid. I'm coming gently. I'm coming as a savior. I'm coming in peace and in humility. The angel says to them, be not afraid. And after they had seen the angel and returned to their fields, now as we heard Quincy read, they returned praising God and glorifying God with exceeding great joy. If there were people that were excited, it was shepherds, common people that were not maybe on God's favorite list, right, in their own mind. And the Lord is coming to them and saying, no, it's okay. Don't be afraid. And so they came with great joy. And the fear, the social stigma, the funny feeling you get when you wonder how people are thinking about you, that was broken because they had seen something. I think they understood the message of Christmas. I think they understood that God is good. I think they began to see and understand that God is good and that we don't ever have to be afraid. Everyone say, be not afraid. Be not afraid, be not afraid because God is good. God is love. He's kind. If you have sins, brokenness, he's okay. You're okay. He forgives, he washes, he heals. You don't have to be afraid. So this Christmas Eve, I'm just throwing it out there. Let's all think about what this really means. What does this mean for us? Is it about trees and lights and presence? Really, the story is that God loves us so much that he came to us gently. And he came to us in a way that would not make us afraid, would not trigger our anxieties about him. And if we need not be afraid of the great God who created the universe, if we know that he loves us, and if that's really true, and if we know that he comes to common sinners, people that tend to get afraid or feel judged or feel weak, if he comes to people just like you and I, then maybe what it means is we can return to our homes and we can return to our campuses or our schools, our jobs. We can start 2017 maybe with a sense of freedom from fear, because really light has come into the world. Light has come into the world to dissolve the darkness, and with that, our fear of God, our fear of our own brokenness, our fear of our own sin, and we know that he is good, and we never need to fear. So what does the angel of God say to us tonight? He says what? Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Tell your neighbor, just turn to them right now and say, be not afraid. All right, that's good. I'll tell you this. Life is not always perfect. Life is not always smooth. But in the midst of the bumps and the imperfections of life, let's keep one thing in mind. God is good. We don't have to be afraid. He came with the answer. He comes with the light. There's no better news, and there's no greater security. I'll close with just a few words from Romans chapter 8. The New Living Translation says it this way. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or are hungry or cold or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels can't and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ our Lord. Let's bow our heads, and as we do, let's open our hearts to Christ. Lord, I thank you for setting us free tonight from fear. I thank you that you didn't come with tanks and cannons and fire and swords. You came in peace. You came as a little child, born, conceived in the womb of Mary, sinless, spotless, perfect, born on a day that we call Christmas. Lord, we honor you and we thank you for the fact that you would love us and take away our sins in Christ. This same Jesus who died on a cross, that we could know him, that we could have forgiveness and eternity in heaven. Lord, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the meaning of Christmas. We open our hearts to you, Lord. Would you please reach inside of us and take the fear, the irrational and sometimes very rational fears that fill our days, and like a light being lit, scatter that darkness, Lord, and warm us to the peacefulness and the gentleness and the humility of Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for freedom from fear. If you want to just lift a hand to the Lord and just say, Lord, thank you for freeing me from fear. Thank you for freeing me from sin, Lord. Thank you for your love and your forgiveness. Jesus, we honor you for all that you've done for us, and we praise you for it. Amen. We're going to begin a beautiful candlelight ceremony.
Thank you. Be not afraid, Cheryl. Hallelujah. Whether we like to believe it or not, our world is shrouded in darkness. It has been shrouded in darkness since the very first man and woman walked the earth. It is shrouded in darkness because people follow the darkness. They make bad choices. They say dark things. They do dark things. We like to think the world is getting better. The reality is darkness still remains and will always remain until every person on earth receives Jesus, the light. God says there is only one way to overcome darkness, and that is through Jesus. In Jesus, God came to the earth that we can escape that darkness, even the darkness which is inside of us. There is no other way. There is no other power inside of us strong enough to resist evil and the temptations all the time. Light came into the world so that we might receive the light and never walk in darkness ever again. Part of receiving God's light into our life is allowing Him to enter and light up all the areas of our life, including the ugly stuff. The power of sin is when it stays in the dark. Once it comes into the light, it does not have any power. One of the ways we open ourselves to the light is to ask God for forgiveness by admitting to God the dark areas we struggle with. It's no mystery to God. He won't be shocked because He already knows. Just let Him set you free. Jesus. Living Christmas every day means we receive the light of Jesus and we follow Him. Daily. And His promises to us is that the darkness will not overcome us. Darkness cannot overcome the light.
The darkness cannot overcome the light. I'm going to ask our pastors to come up, and if the rest of our pastors can come, grab a candle and stand on either side facing the congregation. And as they come up, we're going to do something that we haven't done before. Sometimes it's nice to do something symbolic. And we're going to invite that lightness to come into our lives. So don't be alarmed. The lights are going to go down. And the pastors are just going to come around, go down the aisles, and light your candles. So please get your candles ready. And we can start.
it out. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, pour on. Sing it, come on, a new and glorious, a new and glorious morn. Sing it,
grateful for the light. Amen. And we go from this place with a blessing of peace. Peace with God. Peace with other people. It comes through forgiveness. He has covered our sins. That means darkness doesn't have power over us. Now, let's forgive. Let's forgive all people and pass that light and that love on. No hatred, no racism, no anger, nothing but light and love through God who is love. Amen. Amen. Kathy and I wish you from the bottom of our hearts a super fantastic, fear-free Christmas with lots of love and lots of joy and lots of faith for everything God wants to do in the new year. As you exit, you go with that blessing on your life. Hug the people that you care about. Make sure they know you love them and how you feel about them. We love you very much. You can deposit your candle safely in the container as you leave. God bless you.